Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
You're listening to KNKX. When you drive into Olympia and see the towering dome of the Capitol, it seems imposing and grand. But we can't forget that building belongs to us, and what goes on inside affects our lives. Participatory democracy requires participation, and yet people who are marginalized seldom have the chance to influence policy. But some young men who are incarcerated have learned firsthand that they also have a voice in getting laws passed. KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross has their story.
If you think about people who come to testify to legislative committees, maybe you imagine a business owner speaking about a proposed regulation, or parents pushing for more school funding. But last year, lawmakers heard from young men who don't normally get to walk the halls of the state capitol.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Garrett Comer. Currently, I'm incarcerated at Green Hill School and have been for the past 3.5 years.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Nashawn Cotman. I'm 18 years old and grew up in Lakewood, Washington. Today, I'm here on behalf of myself, youth incarcerated at Green Hill School, and my son.
The young men had dressed up in suits to head to Olympia, leaving the place where they're normally locked up behind a tall fence. Green Hill School is a medium and maximum security facility for juveniles who have committed serious felonies. But they got to leave to meet with lawmakers.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Aaron Tolofoa. Today I wanted to stress the importance of this bill and what it'd be doing if it's to be passed. And that's simply setting the stage for more change in our juvenile justice system.
This bill meant a lot to them. It would allow many of them to stay at the juvenile facility till age 25, instead of transferring to an adult prison at age 21. They came with carefully crafted arguments. Juvenile facilities offer more therapy and educational opportunities. Research shows adolescent brains are not fully developed until people reach their mid-20s, and they argued that young adults who were charged with crimes as teenagers should have that chance for rehabilitation. And they spoke about their prospects for success after getting out. Here's Aaron Tolofoa.
Without finding the root causes in ground zero of where our pain and anger started, and finding closure and healing and forgiveness, locking up people and thinking that just the time in confinement alone will teach them to think twice before committing again is a setup for recidivism, and that's not what we want for our communities.
Their efforts paid off. The bill passed, and the governor signed it last May. These young men have come a long way. Many at Green Hill grew up in chaotic homes marked by domestic violence, drug use, and poverty. Some were involved with gangs. The crimes that brought some of them here include murder, attempted murder, and armed robbery, and they're not proud of what they've done. But they're trying to work toward a more productive future. Christian Salazar has been incarcerated for about 2 years and had almost no high school credits when he got here. Now he's graduated from high school and will be taking a college sociology class.
Were you interested in like government stuff when you were in school?
Not at all. I never even thought I'd be like doing this type of work. I was, but now I'm interested in that. I want to do it. But before I'd probably, if I heard about this type of stuff, I'd probably be like, what? No.
But now they're learning to speak up and advocate, in large part because of a program called Capitol Classroom. On a December morning, about a dozen young men at Green Hill are staring up at a screen.
We're turning it up, Carolyn.
Oh, good.
They're having a video conference with a lobbyist in Olympia.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Carolyn Logue lobbies for clients that include the online school provider K-12 and heating and ventilation companies. She also volunteers her time to work with young men at Green Hill. She helped coach them on how to advocate for last year's bill and one in 2018. Now they're focused on picking something else for this coming session.
Have you thought about what you're doing this year, what you want to do this year for your bill?
A lot of things.
Capitol Classroom is a program started in 2011 by TVW, Washington's Public Affairs Network. Professional lobbyists volunteer to work with public school students across the state. The aim is to give them real-world experience with the legislative process. Students in the Lake Washington School District pushed for a plastic straw ban last year. A few years ago, students in Vancouver got a bill passed requiring warning labels on cough syrup. For the young men at Green Hill, the issues are personal. They tell Logue they'd like to keep working on juvenile justice reform, and they bring up issues related to the stresses some of them have experienced.
I think, yeah, for us, we'd like to find out more about helping with homelessness.
Oh, okay.
But Logue warns them this session is a short one, only 60 days, and it's harder to get bills passed.
Don't expect it to fly through this year. It's going to be a jam-packed session. So just be ready. Most of the time, you want to think of your projects as long-term projects. It takes a couple of years because you got to do the education.
Aaron Toliafoa says he's gained confidence by going to Olympia. He's a tall young man who says he grew up in poverty in Tacoma. He says he lacked self-esteem and used to hardly talk. He dropped out of high school, got involved with gangs, and stayed away from home because he was worried he'd get picked up by the police.
I was couch surfing, and then my friends got, tired of my stay too long. And so I know at times I was sleeping at parks behind schools, and, I was pretty much homeless for about, 3 months.
Now he thinks in terms of policy. Toliafoa says he'd like to create more of a safety net so young people do not become homeless when they get out of incarceration. He and other young men at Green Hill have seen their advocacy pay off. The bill they lobbied for in 2018 also passed. TVW produced a documentary about their work called More Than Their Crimes.
We're here for Senate Bill 6160, a very important bill. This bill makes a number of changes to the juvenile justice system, both to line up with evolving brain science and to provide more discretion in sentencing youth.
Christian Salazar just recently got involved with Capitol Classroom after watching his friend's work on last year's bill. Its passage means Salazar, who's 19 years old, will stay in a juvenile facility instead of moving to adult prison.
Were you like, wow, my peers were able to make that happen?
Yeah, that's what shocked me the most. I was like, dang, the person that lives next door to me, and across from me in the other wing, they did this. They're the reason why this is happening. I actually gave thanks to them, too, when they passed that. I was like, wow, I appreciate you guys.
Salazar says he thinks it's important for lawmakers to understand the experiences of him and his peers and how they got on the wrong path.
Honestly, I think it's good for them to hear our stories and our backgrounds and to see that we're also, we're also humans and we make mistakes, and it's just like we're not just, ruthless criminals, and there's reasons to why, sometimes you got to ask what's going on with that person instead of, what's wrong with that person.
These young men are still figuring out what they will lobby for this legislative session. But one thing is certain, they plan to be engaged in the process and make their voices heard. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.